MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Michelle Dickens, CEO of TPN Credit Bureau. They've got their market strength index looking at rentals, came out for the September quarter. Michelle, appreciate the time today. Tenant demand in the third quarter, I mean, short answer is it remains weak. I mean, there are some improvements. We can touch on those. But broadly, it is still tough out there.
Yeah, I think tenant demand remains really, really weak. Job losses in the market, loss of income again in the third quarter. We've seen another enormous shed of jobs, and this is impacting tenants' ability to remain in the marketplace. And in fact, many might start to exit again. We've seen our quarter three vacancy rates had come down, but just yesterday we looked at the quarter four vacancy rates. And those are starting to trend back upwards again. So where we thought we had seen the bottom of the vacancies, unfortunately, driven by that weak demand, driven by job losses, we're starting to see those vacancy rates start to edge up again.
And if we throw into the mix there, because I'd noted that there was a slight uptick in vacancy rates, a slight improvement, that now deteriorating. Interest rate increase this quarter, only a quarter percent, but that is going to hurt stressed consumers. Possible lockdowns coming, particularly in the leisure industry. The picture is, therefore, I mean, it's not getting better in a hurry.
No, it will definitely become more challenging. If we look at, for example, the tourism industry, we've got a loss of international tourists coming in now. That's going to impact the short-term lets. Short-term let landlords are going to pivot back into the long-term market. That increases supply, weak demand. It'll push the vacancies back up. That drives down the escalations as well. So, it remains a very challenging market at the moment.
Is it a different situation at different price points of availability?
Absolutely. We've got our low end of the market. These are tenants below the 3,000 rand per month. These are tenants that actually have been the most affected by job loss and income deterioration. And our tenants in this particular bracket are really struggling in terms of the demand is still there, but in terms of quality of tenant application, it's just not meeting that criteria for landlords at the moment. And so we see that effectively 68% of these tenants are in good standing. To give some context to that, nationally 80% of tenants are in good standing. And I mean tenants that are fully paid up. There's nothing outstanding. So our landlords in this area of the market are dealing with tenants that are particularly under pressure from a financial position. Our mid-sector, our affordable sector of the market, demand is fantastic. In the sector of the market, we are 1 in 3 tenants rent between 4,500 and 7,000 rand per month. And as we know, this is an area of the market that there's a lot of demand from tenants. Also, 80% in good standing, 8 in 10 tenants are up to date. But the sweet spot, Simon, are those tenants in the 7 to 12,000. Yeah. 1 in 5 tenants rent here. And they're just doing, you know, they've managed through this process from their income. They've maintained their level of income. And so they're the best performing.
We've seen some reduced residential buildings completed, and the number had spiked. It's come down a bit. Is this a lead indicator of sense? It's suggesting that perhaps, you know, over the course of next year, less new stock coming in, or is that perhaps a little grasping at straws?
So the construction industry obviously been under a huge amount of pressure, and particularly in the 2020 period when we were in a hard lockdown, buildings came to a standstill. So we're seeing about 50% of the number of properties, new builds that are being completed in the last 2 years compared to what we saw in the 2019 period. In the 2019 period, though, We had 45,000 new residential dwellings coming into the market, but 50% of those, in fact, nearly 60% of those, were into the Gauteng market. And this is why the Gauteng market in particular is struggling with the high level of vacancies. And look, Gauteng's a fabulous area because it's 50% of all tenants in South Africa reside in Gauteng. So you do expect the building activity, et cetera, to offer a lot of support for the needs of the tenants in this particular area. But the last 2 years with the reduced number of new builds means less stock coming into the market. Hopefully we get ourselves back to equilibrium with lower demand, lower stock, new stock. Hopefully we get to a point of equilibrium again. Fundamentally though, Simon, we need jobs. I mean, fundamentally we need jobs, people employed, earning an income and able to get back into the tenants or home buyer market.
Yeah, I take your point on that. And we saw the unemployment rate out on Tuesday and we're not getting those jobs. More than anything, employed people is what's really going to help here. Michelle Dickens, CEO, TPN Credit Bureau, appreciate the time today. Chatting with Michelle Dickens there from TPN about stressed residential. That's our poll today on our LinkedIn and Twitter. Do you rent out a house or an apartment? What's your experience? Have your vote, have your say on our LinkedIn and Twitter profiles. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.